The Evelyn Miller Young Pianist Series was founded in 1980 by pianist, teacher, and visionary Evelyn Miller, who sought to establish a concert series for young international artists early in their careers. Now in its 37th season, the series has presented over 100 concert pianists from all over the world. The 2017 season opens this Sunday, January 22nd, with pianist Chang Yong-shin, who will present works by Bach, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Busoni, and others. The concert will begin at 2:30 and will take place in the Sandra G. Powell Recital Hall in UT's Natalie Haslam Music Center. At just 21 years old, Chang Yong-shin has already won numerous competitions, is a graduate of the Curtis Institute of Music, and will continue his studies in the master's program at the Juilliard School, where he was awarded a full scholarship. A few days ago, we chatted on the phone about his upcoming concert, some of the competitions that he has participated in, as well as how he began playing the piano. Chang Yong-shin, it is a pleasure to talk with you today. Thanks so much for taking time to chat with me.
Hello.
Well, let's start at the beginning. How old were you when you started playing the piano?
I started the piano for fun when I was 5. None of my family is a musician, so I'm like unusual one.
So why did you decide to play the piano? Why did you choose that?
Well, I have one older brother. He's 2 years older. He started to play the piano first when he was 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And I was too young to start, and so I begged my parents to let me play the piano when I was like 3 or 4, because it sounded just beautiful to me. Four Elies by Beethoven. Mm-hmm. That piece was the first piece that inspired when I was like really young.
Did it seem to come naturally to you? Was it kind of easy?
Yeah, it was kind of easy for me because my mom loves classical music, so whenever we are at home, she played a lot of classical music. So to my ear, it sounded very natural.
And so what was your practice routine like as a young adult? How many hours a day did you practice?
As I prepared for art middle school and art high school, I went to art middle school and high school in Korea. So for the audition, like, I spent like 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. So I couldn't really get the chance to, like, hang out, you know, mm-hmm. with my friends after school. Yeah, but that's why I think I'm here right now.
Intense dedication, for sure. Yeah. Yes. So you grew up in Korea. When did you move to the United States?
When I was at Seoul Art High School, my dream since middle school was always getting into Curtis Institute of Music. Mm-hmm. And so I had a chance to audition. So I tried in 2011. And then fortunately, I got in. Mm-hmm. So I moved to U.S. when I was 17 in 2011 mm-hmm. to Curtis. And that's how I started my education in America.
Yes, Curtis Institute is extremely selective, difficult to get into. It's a very small school.
Yes.
And everyone attends on full scholarship, I understand.
Yes, everyone. Yes, everyone does. Yes.
It's amazing. So how many piano students were there at Curtis with you?
There were 19 or 20. I think they added one more when I was there.
Most recently, you were awarded first prize at the 2016 Hilton Head International Piano Competition, which is considered to be among the top 5 international competitions in the United States. What did you play for the competition?
I played Mozart Sonata D Major, the La Sonata, and Granada Scherzo number 1, mm-hmm. Haydn Sonata C Major, and Chopin Barker Opus 60, mm-hmm. Liszt Transcendental Etude number 10, Bach Prelude and Fugue in E major, and Schumann Humoresque mm-hmm. Opus 20, and the Prokofiev 7th Sonata, mm-hmm. and then Rachmaninoff 2nd Concerto for the final.
Wow. It's so much music is required for these competitions.
It is a lot of repertoires, yes.
Yeah. When you begin preparing for these competitions?
Well, some old pieces were old pieces,
Mm-hmm.
so it was kind of easy to restart and then just getting used to it. But some pieces are really new, so I had to spend a lot of times on that pieces. But if you organize every day, so for example, today you practice Mozart, Grandos, and Haydn, and tomorrow Chopin, Schumann, Prokofiev. If you organize your practice time and if you make specific plan, it's actually not that hard to prepare.
How do you personally memorize? There's lots of different methods that pianists use. What's your method?
Well, personally, I'm good at memorization. So if I can't memorize it, I listen to a lot of recordings of many, many artists. Even if your brain doesn't remember those notes, your fingers are just going naturally.
Are you preparing for any competitions right now?
I'm doing the pre-screening for the Van Cliburn this year, so I'm preparing for that.
Okay, that's exciting. I read that you just gave your New York City debut at Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall, so congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
It's very exciting. Every concert pianist dreams of that. Was it like you had imagined?
It was more nervous than I expected,
Yeah.
for sure. I was very excited at the same time, but when I went to backstage, like right before I started the first piece in the backstage, my heart was like, I was almost dead, seriously.
It almost exploded.
I thought people could hear my heartbeat.
Yeah. Did you have
But
a full house, a full audience there?
yes, yeah, almost full, yeah.
Well, I read a
So
review
I
and
enjoyed,
it was very positive, so you did
the
very
review was
well.
really good, so yeah. It was such an honor experience.
Well, tell us what you will be presenting on Sunday's recital here in Knoxville.
Okay. I'll be playing Bach Toccata di Major 912, Busoni Carmen Fantasy, and Rachmaninoff Opus 16, 1, 2, and 4 from the Six Moments Music, and Chopin Polonaise Fantasy Opus 61 in A flat, and the Prokofiev Seventh Sonata.
Chopin's Fantasy Polonaise is one of his lesser performed works. Why do you think that
Yes.
is?
Well, I think the structure, the harmonic complexity and intricate form, and it's the rhythm and some of its melodic character, but at the same time, it's fantasy, so it's very operative. I think he put all of his characters and colors and style. I think he put everything on that piece. So it was, yeah, one of the last words.
Every pianist seems to have one or two aspects about playing the piano that are particularly challenging to them. For me, I'm a pianist. It's memorizing the polyphonic music of Bach or getting my smallish hands to play the gigantic chords demanded from Rachmaninoff. What is your challenge if you have one?
I think for me, it's always my old tendency, like self-control when you play. Because when I get excited or when I get nervous, I play faster. Well, that's what everyone does. But for me, it's like supersonic fast. Yeah, so I cannot control my fingers. You have to have self-control so you can have the standard playing wherever you play, whether it's Carnegie or Knoxville or Juilliard or Curtis. So you have to have certain tempo that makes the audience understand your music or that could have conversation with the audiences.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me. I mean, all the adrenaline that's rushing through your body, it is not something that we are naturally used to. Well, Chong Yong Shin, it's been a delight talking with you today. Safe travels to Knoxville and best of luck with your concert.
Oh, thank you.
Pianist Chong Yong-shin, who is performing a recital this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 as part of the Evelyn Miller Young Pianist Series. Once again, the performance will take place in the Sandra G. Powell Recital Hall in UT's Natalie Haslam Music Center. More information is available online at youngpianistseries.com.